What is Keto Flex? This book is keto-ish, but is a flexible approach to a way of eating that will keep you satisfied while you lose weight and increase energy. Finding true keto-friendly recipes that taste great and feel fresh can be hard. Just ask anyone who is on the keto diet or cooking for someone who is. It's a seriously restrictive eating plan that cuts out a lot of staples, including some highly nutrient-dense fruits. But that doesn't mean you have to subsist on plates full of bacon alone. Additionally, there are options for healthy fruits and natural sugars. What will you eat while intermittent fasting? Crazy delicious food to the point of satiety. You will not be hungry. One of the things that people get very confused about is the word keto. When you think of the word, most people associate it with a ketogenic diet because the goal is to get the body to go into ketosis. Ketosis is a state where your body uses ketone bodies where food or carbohydrates are low as a survival mechanism. The body will metabolize fat quickly and make ketones to save your brain so your brain can use one of two things, glucose or sugar or ketones. When you eat fewer carbs, your body eventually burns through its glycogen or sugar stores and starts using fat ketones. Your metabolism still needs energy to power your body and brain, so it switches to burning fat for fuel. That fat comes from your body fat or fat in the food you eat. Ketosis has tons of benefits like more brain power, fewer cravings, lasting energy, and weight management. You can get into ketosis by two different ways, either by intermittent fasting or by eating a ketogenic diet. People don't realize that they can get into ketosis by either way. Essentially, ketosis forces the body to use fat stores as its primary source of energy, which is referred to as fat adaptation. Some people will say it takes anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks to become fat adapted, while some people can do it in a week. To accomplish this, people limit their carbohydrate consumption to under 50 grams per day while monitoring their protein intake. This can be overwhelming for some people, which is why I like to adopt what I call a keto flex or keto-ish approach to intermittent fasting. For me, carbs and fruit are my biggest weakness, and I've had to learn how to scale back. With keto flex, you want a healthy fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate method of eating. Eating this way for a period of time will put your body into ketosis. 90% of what you eat consists of vegetables, protein, and healthy fat. Then the other 10% is usually made up of healthy grains, fruit, or indulgences. A keto flex or keto-ish day would be somewhere between 60 to 80 grams of carbs combined with intermittent fasting. Here's an example of all the things you could eat to total 60 grams carbohydrates. A half a cup of rice, 25 carbs. A half a cup of diced potatoes, 13 carbs. A cup of broccoli, 6 carbs. A cup of cauliflower, 5 carbs, and a half a cup of berries, 11 carbs. Of course, this is in addition to filling up on meats and fats. Dirty keto is also called lazy keto, as it allows for highly processed and packaged foods. It's popular among individuals who want to achieve ketosis without spending a lot of time prepping clean keto meals. I'm 100% against dirty keto. Without being consciously aware of what they're doing, the women I interviewed were eating a keto flex or keto-ish lifestyle naturally. If you ask them, they wouldn't be able to put a name to it. They'd say, "That's just what I do." After watching them day after day, I've concluded that this is naturally how they eat. I was shocked how little and how infrequently my thin friends ate fruit. They would eat a quarter of a peach or 3 strawberries or a quarter cup of blueberries. Go to ChantelRayWay.com to find out more details on Keto Flex/Keto-ish Lifestyle.